didn't adjust to. I mean, throughout the entire game, what did you see from the sidelines, whether it's body motion, Perry Fuel talking to the defense, anything that would have prevented that later on in the game?
Well, what happened was that Marshawn Lynch was so dominant running the ball that they were overcommitting. They played three safeties. The third guy on the field, instead of being three linebackers, is an extra safety. That guy is playing over the top himself, waiting for the inside play, not really playing the position of outside, playing that, you know, basically setting that corner and contain. He kind of slid inside. When you do that, once the defensive end steps down a little bit, it's over. The defensive end has to step up to the field. Wasn't doing it, and they kept going over and over again to the same play.
Howard, Sean here. When you play the best, sometimes it brings out the best in you. I'm curious to hear from your perspective. Who are you more impressed with today, Odell Beckham or Preston Parker?
I was impressed with Preston Parker. After having the game he had last week with all those drops to come back and make big plays over and over again, I'm very impressed. I would have thought that, you know, he would have been in the tank for a few weeks, but instead he bounces right back and comes back and makes a touchdown catch, long grabs down the field. Odell Beckham, I expect him to make those plays. He's the first-round draft pick. He's the guy we went out to get. You want that guy to make plays for you off the field. I'm waiting for him to have that true breakout game where he scores multiple touchdowns.
Hey, Howard, this is Amani. Now, you had the rain there, started picking up there in the fourth and third and fourth quarter. How much did you think that affected how Seattle kind of dominated towards the end, the weather-wise?
It had nothing to do with the game, believe it or not. The only thing that had to do with the game was that, again, a couple of breakdowns on the defensive side of the ball, a couple of breakdowns on the edge, and then not completing a play when Russell Wilson made the long pass. If they make that play to Russell Wilson and break that up, it's different. If they stay at home and stop diving down the side to get Marshawn Lynch, it's a different outcome of the game. And not to mention the money, think about this. If they pick up the two fumbles that were back-to-back, one of those fumbles will change the game as well.
That could have been because of the weather.
Yeah. All right, Howard, thank you. Safe flight back. Talk to you soon.
What a raise.
Have a go, Russ.
All right, Howard Cross in Seattle. But listen, that running game was unbelievable. Marshawn Lynch, what was it, a buck 40? Russell Wilson, 101. I mean, they beat him on the ground, and I just wore him down. Like, I really believe it was like, I liken it with Howard, a heavyweight fight. It was a close fight for three quarters, and then they just got worn down, and that was that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Howard Cross said that the defense overcommitted to Marshawn Lynch, and then they left that outside open. But if you overcommit to a certain player, you still have to tackle him. And you leave that outside, whether it's Jason Pierre-Paul or Stevie Brown, Jaquan Williams. I mean, there's a lot of breakdowns that contain the outside. I mean, look at how compelling the numbers were. I mean, Seattle Seahawks had a record-breaking day on the ground, you know, rain or not. They rained down on the Giants defensively.
I like that.
Coming into this game, I had three keys for the Giants defensively. You know, stop Marshawn Lynch. Don't let Russell Wilson beat you with his legs. And then create turnovers. I thought the Giants did a great job creating turnovers. Coming into this game, the Seahawks had only six giveaways all season long. That was best in the NFL. And they found a way to get the football out. But when you can't tackle Marshawn Lynch, like you said, Roman, and when you can't keep Russell Wilson in the pocket, you know, as soon as they focused on Marshawn, Russell Wilson slipped out the gate. And I know Perry Fuel must be frustrated because I'm sure he told somebody, you have the quarterback, you have the running back, and everybody is just trying to do too much. If everybody just focuses on doing their job, now you won't have a running back running or a quarterback running free. And I really thought the Giants they couldn't get out of their own way defensively, and they couldn't stick to the principles of the defensive scheme.
Really, what it is, what we saw today, is a defense that's not playing assignment sound football. I mean, you have everybody has a hole. Everybody is supposed to be in that hole, you know, and not try to do too much, like you were talking about, Sean. And this is what happened today. You got guys out of position, you got the quarterback running free, everybody's not doing their job, and this is what you get when you had a defense that's trying to make a big play, not trusting the technique, and that's something that is not going to go away. if another team that they're going to play next week or the next coming weeks, if they see how assignment sound this team is, they're going to really take advantage of it. So this is something that the Giants, if they're going to have any semblance of putting together any type of run for the end of the year, they're going to have to figure out a way to clean up some of these plays.
You could tell Seattle wanted to pound the ball. They knew the Giants were banged up. Beeson's out. They're missing players left and right. Seattle was determined to stick with the run game and do what they do best.
Well, once again, the team that needed to make the big play.
He came in at halftime with a lead, as you well know. In the second half, we continued to not tackle very well and not be able to contain the quarterback. We had a couple of different schemes that we utilized with regard to that, but none of them seemed to work. And offensively, we had the ball in the middle of the field there three or four times and didn't push it beyond that. Obviously, didn't score. So we all share in that one. And it's hard to believe what you saw in the second half. I did not, but I think there was great disappointment and frustration, disillusionment with the inability to, you know, tackle the runner or contain the quarterback or move the ball past midfield. And I thought that there was an opportunity with that one drive in the third quarter where the drive was aided by penalties, but it certainly looked like we were in a position to move in, and then we got the holding penalty, and then that made that drive. And then, of course, the interception, the first turnover, we hadn't turned the ball over at all. And I thought that the play was the timing of the play was disrupted, and then when the ball was thrown down the field, it just seemed like there were people there in position to cover the play, and I'm sure that ill-advised would be the phrase you could use, but obviously trying to make something happen. I gave them one touchdown, and that one you can put right on me with the 4th and 10, but it was 5-0 to go, and we were down 2 scores. We needed to keep the ball going with the drive and make a first down and try to score and get the onside kick and go again. But, on 4th down, we obviously didn't get the what looked like pass interference call on the other side of the field. But, we did. First half, we did. Well, the for whatever reason, the second half didn't include those kind of plays. I thought there was a lot of good plays in the first half. There was a lot of, that we started off with the interception. That was great field position. We made a lot of plays. Odell made some plays, and we moved the football and got ourselves down the field. But in the second half, we didn't make many of those plays. Sure. I don't know about our smarting. I think we obviously didn't tackle the inside play very well. And when you don't do that, you have a tendency that more people are flying to the dive than to the quarterback. And the quarterback coming on the corner at different times in the game off of different play actions was effective. I'll have to look at it myself. But, we worked on plays of that nature all week long, the dive and the keep, the read, the zone read. Some of that was off of the zone read. Some was off of just pure naked looks where the ball looked as if it was going one way and quarterback came out the other way with a run pass option, but there was nothing there to contain him, and he ran the ball the majority of the time.
On those read options, how much was your defensive end supposed to be containing?
We had different calls. There were different calls. He could be in position to take the dive, or he could be in position to take the quarterback. There were times when the error was made either way. When we buried ourselves down inside too far, and the quarterback kept the ball, and the other way around.
What he did against Sherman and just kind of his performance.
Well, I know about the first half. I mean, obviously, I don't have a lot of good recollection of things that took place in the second half. But I really thought that because of that, we were doing some good things because the ball was getting spread around and different people were handling the ball. We actually had some running yardage as well. So, as I said, it's four quarters. That's the only problem I have. It's not a half. The game isn't played in a half. It's played in four quarters. And those that win usually have the fourth quarter to show for it. And I felt good about the third quarter, to be honest with you, until we started the turning the ball over thing. And when that happens for us, for whatever reason, they had some turnovers as well. I don't know what it ended up, but ours kind of take us in that direction.
Coach, with where things stand right now, what's a reasonable expectation for the rest of the season?
We'll go one game at a time. You know, what we talked about was improvement after last week's game. We talked about improvement. We had to get better. We had to do things better. And, I thought in the first half we did show improvement. So, obviously, there's more work to be done there. Everybody's going to be disappointed. Everybody's going to be embarrassed, and rightfully so. But somehow, some way, we got to come back together because, once again, we have a very difficult opponent next week. Well, that's what I mean. I think the timing was disrupted. The ball probably didn't come out on time. I think he moved a little bit in the pocket and then made the decision to go there. The problem that you have with it, there were two defenders there. And Odell looked like he went up over the top of one of them, but he tipped the ball, and the ball was tipped right to Thomas.
All right. The locker room's up, and we'll bring Eli in here when he's ready.
All right, that was head coach Tom Coughlin. We'll hear more about the coach later on, talk about that. But right now, got to take care of some business. So, folks, you got to make sure that you go to Adorama.com/Giants to win yourselves a Western Digital mobile storage device. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. Again, stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on MyNight.
right. Well, as we heard, head coach Tom Coughlin, pretty much an unhappy camper, and understandably so. His team just dropped to 3-6, four losses in a row. And if they're not out of it, they're getting, officially, they're getting real, real close. But let's, you know, let's do talk about something positive, and that was the receiving game, the young receivers. You know, Odell Beckham, we know, is a star, but Preston Parker made a big comeback off last week, because last week, early on, he was flat out really bad.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Monty, you could talk about the X's and O's portion of the receiver position, but in terms of the game that Preston Parker had last week, bouncing back from that, the fact that they went downfield today, I mean, there were a lot of criticism about the offense was too conservative, too many hitches and slants, not enough downfield, so, and then Odell Beckham gets better every week, so, I mean, you saw some things that give some, at least optimism in what the offense is doing thus far.
Yeah, I think you're right. There is some improvement in the first half. I think Preston Parker comes back, and you know that's what football players can do. I mean, as football players, we can deal with adversity. It's when people are patting us on the back that we're a little uncomfortable. And definitely Preston Parker was not getting patted on the back this last week with the drops and things like that. But you know, it's good to see a young player develop right in front of our eyes, and hopefully he can keep it up, and hopefully this receiving core can keep going, because I mean, they were very effective today, especially on third down, going 50% in that hostile environment. So the team performed well at times, but just not good enough in that core to really make the difference and win the game.
I thought it was a good performance in the passing game, you know, building off of the second half of the Monday night game. And we saw Odell Beckham, you know, last week, and we said, look, he only had one catch in the first half on the Monday night game, and he had a lot of yards in the second half. We didn't know if that was because of what the Colts were doing. But when we saw Odell Beckham against the Seattle Seahawks, the self-proclaimed best secondary in the NFL.
Yeah.
We saw him one-on-one versus Richard Sherman, the self-proclaimed best corner in the league. And I tell you what, he had him beat on a double move. That should have been a touchdown, because he had him clearly beat. I thought he did a great job going one-on-one with Sherman. And then I thought Eli did a great job. They love to play cover three. And I thought he did a great job of finding Preston Parker and finding the tight ends and the receivers sitting down in those areas in the zone. And Preston Parker, he had a big game. I thought the receiving game showed up great in the first half. But in the second half, they can't disappear like that. They've got to play a complete game.
If there is something to look forward to, let's think about if Victor Cruz comes back healthy, a combination of Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham Jr. That's a pretty...
You're talking about next year already, right?
Well,
we got to get through this one.
We're running out of
this. It's a one-game season. It's a one-game season.
Don't wave in the towel just yet.
Victor's not coming.
Hey, we don't even know if we'll be here next year, Russ.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, stick around, folks. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. We'll hear from Eli Manning and a lot more, so stay right where you are. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. But here from here in the studio, let's go right back to CenturyLink Field and speak with Paul DeTina, who spoke with Andre Williams and Jaquan Williams.
Jaquan, it seemed like that combination of Wilson and Lynch running the ball really difficult to deal with all day. Was it a matter of misidentifying what it was when they were trying to run it?
It was a total team defense. There's plays we should have made. There's plays, they did a good job. It's one of them things. You just got to go back to the drawing board and see what happens.
At 17-17, then it all collapsed in the fourth quarter. Any understanding as to how that momentum wound up changing in their favor? Clearly, that interception was a big one for them.
The interception definitely was, but as a defense, it's our job to control the situation, and obviously we didn't control the situation in the fourth quarter.
Paul Williams, thank you.
All right.
Andre, some rough going again, trying to get the ball going against that Seattle D. How difficult was it?
It was real difficult. We had to overcome the weather, overcome the noise. I'm proud of how we came out in the first half. We definitely played, but we didn't come out with the W in the end.
You get four turnovers and only convert them into 10 points. I got to feel that missed opportunities coach will not like.
Missed opportunities. When the ball is on the ground, we got to come up with it, and we did it. We missed some opportunities, and playing against a defense this good, it's hard to overcome.
Andre Williams, thank you.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, missed opportunities has been a situation for the Giants, a great deal this season. But, let's talk about the rushing attack, or if you will, the lack thereof. I mean, Andre Williams did give us some spurts. I mean, and the kid is, he's running hard, but he's not Jennings. And he's got a lot on his shoulders right now because he's the guy.
I think it's got to be frustrating for Tom Coughlin to see his team rush for that few yards and give up 350, because his formula and his mindset is run the football, stop the run, and they really didn't do either. And I thought coming into this game the Giants needed to have good first down run efficiency to keep them out of those third and longs, and I thought in the first half they did a pretty good job of that. But clearly in the second half, they when the defense could not stop them and they had to go into catch up mode, they got away from the run game and they just started throwing the football. I'll say this. I thought the O-line protected really well, considering how good the Seahawks D-line is. They didn't give up their first sack, I think, until the fourth quarter, and it was kind of a coverage sack. It was a three-man rush. So I'll give them credit for that.
Yeah, Sean, I mean,
we're saying a cover sack. I'm joking.
Two offensive linemen here, three offensive players. Monty, your receiver, obviously. But, when you look at the running game, you look at the backs. When you've got big, powerful backs, they've got to generate momentum as the game goes on. I mean, look at what Marshawn Lynch is doing on the other side, running behind his pads, keeping his feet moving. Yeah. And when you have backs like that, you've got to get him to and through the line of scrimmage before initial contact.
But he's special. I mean, Lynch.
But in terms of Peyton Hillis, Andre Williams, and hopefully when Rashard Jennings comes back, I mean, go back to that Houston game. They were just running through the line of scrimmage. Everyone had a hat on a hat. I mean, they were doing their jobs up front. Eli Manning, 2 weeks in a row, he said, listen, the second and 12s, the second and longs are not helping the running game. And then when you do throw the ball downfield, you want to throw the ball because you want to throw it, when you're able to dictate offensively. Again, there was better balance in the first half. But overall, the running game did not help this offense at critical times.
Yeah, and I don't know if the running game not working is all because of the offensive line. I mean, because it's funny, because a couple weeks ago when Rashard Jennings was in, the running game was fine. Every time he got the ball, there was a hole. He was finding these different creases and allowing the blocks to take shape. I think now you got these younger guys that aren't used to running in this the zone read, the zone concept. I think that's one of the reasons why this offense is sputtering. And now we're really starting to see the effects of Rashard Jennings when he's out.
The killer play of the game, though, had to be the Earl Thomas interception. I mean, the Giants are at their 39. It looks like they're ready to go in and take a three-point lead. Conversely, he returns at 47 yards. They go in for a touchdown. Basically, that's a 10-point swing. And from there, the floodgates just open up. That was the game.
Yeah, but you'd hope that a team on the road would have a little more resistance than that. I mean, during every game, there's going to be ebb and flows. You're going to have the momentum with you, and you're going to have the momentum away from you. And going into to Seattle. We've played there. You know that it's not going to be an easy, clean game. The crowd, the 12th man is an absolute factor. They had to have known that situations were going to get out of hand. And I'm a little disappointed with the way that they did not come back from that. It seemed like that interception in the third quarter changed everything, and they didn't really fight as hard after that, in my opinion.
And in terms of style of play, I mean, this is a blue-collar football team. Last week, you played the Colts, you know, short week on Monday night, and this was the number one offense in the league, the most explosive offense. And because they didn't start fast, they paid for it in the second half. This game, the Giants did start fast. They did put up some points. They did give you some optimism in terms of this was going to be maybe a winnable game in the fourth quarter. But in the fourth quarter, the game really got away from itself. And then defensively, you know, look at what was said this week. Antro Roll, we got to knock him out. We got to have fight. We have to have heart. JPP, same things they said. But they didn't do that in the fourth quarter. They didn't do that in the second half.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot more coming up. But right now, I got some more business to take care of, folks. The Giant fans want you to listen up. Meet your favorite player at the Children's Place, Bergen Town Center, tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. Visit Giants.com for more details and shop online at Children'sPlace.com. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. We're coming back. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. We've got Eli Manning coming up, but right now we'll go back to CenturyLink Field in Seattle, check in with Paul Dottino, who spoke with Zach Bowman.
Well, Zach, I guess we could start with the positive for just a second. You had an interception, and defensively you guys were doing everything you needed to do to keep this game closer, to keep it alive for three quarters. What suddenly changed during that course of time in the fourth?
It didn't start in the fourth, you know. It started in the third quarter, you know. They came out, they made some adjustments. We made some adjustments, and at the end of the day, you know, we didn't capitalize on our opportunities to stop them when we had an opportunity to stop them.
When's the last time, if ever, you've been on a team that gave up 350 yards on the ground and 500 yards of total offense? I mean, was that more schematic, more missed tackles? What happened there?
It was everything. It was everything from alignment, assignment technique. It was everything from missed tackles. It was everything from, guys not doing their job. And that's including everybody. That's not pointing out nobody. That's including everybody. So at the end of the day, you know, we got to make the corrections. And, you know, we got to get ready for San Francisco because they have the same type of quarterback.
All right, and finally, where do you go from here? We see the losing streak. It's painful. It's difficult to deal with. Antro Roll was asking for more passion. How do you pick up the pieces?
It starts tomorrow. I mean, you know, we got to come in tomorrow. We got to weight lift, and then we got to watch the game film. Obviously, you know, we got some injuries and stuff like that. Just some small injuries, nothing big. And, you know, we need guys healthy, you know, so we can get them back on the field and get ready for San Francisco.
Zach Bowman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul and Zach, thank you very much. You know, the Giants had three turns. You know, they got the ball back three times, but we were talking off camera. There were a couple of other times that they really needed that would have kept them in the game, and no pun intended, the ball wasn't bouncing their way. It got back into the hands, you know, which would have stopped the hands of the Seahawks, which certainly would have stopped the scoring opportunity.
Yeah, and when you put 350 yards on the ground, it demoralizes the defense when you put 150 on the ground, mm-hmm. in terms of time of possession, in terms of managing those third downs. But you know, having to get up, pick yourself up off the ground, and having a, you know, running back like, you know, beast mode.
Marshawn.
You know, having to get yourself off of that guy. I mean, by the time they're throwing the ball, I mean, they're going to have some success. And, again, the effort was there in the first half, but the sustainability of the defensive effort, you really prevented them from making this game winnable in the fourth quarter.
And not only does it demoralize the defense, but it demoralizes the offense. I mean, you're sitting on the sideline for an awfully long time waiting to get back out there because you know that they're not going to be able to stop them. Because when you can't stop the run, it's not like you can make a change or two and fix it. It's a slow bleed when you can't stop the run.
You know, I thought if the Giants had gone on to win this game, I thought Zach Bowman definitely would have gotten a game ball. When you think about the fact that he was in the hospital earlier this week, comes out, I thought he had a huge play, that interception, he jumps in front of the receiver, and the Giants turn right around off that interception, and they score a touchdown. They get points off it. The Giants have done a great job of that, of getting points off turnovers, and I thought that was a huge part of this game. The fact that they were able to create those turnovers you're talking about, Russ. The Seattle Seahawks do not turn the football over. This season they've done a great job of doing that. But when they did that, they forced Seattle to start throwing the football after they came back to it. And then, to your point, Imani, you know, they just could not stop Marshawn Lynch. And I'm shocked because I know on Wednesday, on a short week they're coming off of, I know Perry Fuel said, look, we're going to see this zone read. We're going to see this option. Marshawn Lynch is going to fake the handoff to, Russell Wilson is going to fake the handoff to Marshawn Lynch, and then he's going to carry out the bootleg. They saw it in practice, but they could not defend it, and that's what killed them in this game.
And Quentin Demps had a great strip of Russell Wilson, and that was a key play if they get the ball back.
Jamil McClain had a great fumble before.
Yeah,
I mean, they were doing all the right things. Yeah. They just couldn't finish those plays.
It's an attitude thing, you know, all those balls on the ground. Who wants it more? Obviously, the Seattle Seahawks wanted it more.
Today, and the result was a bad one, 38-17 in favor of the wrong team, that being the Seattle Seahawks. All right, still Eli Manning coming up. Stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine.
Yeah, we just we just kind of had some mistakes. Didn't make any plays in the second half. Had a few pretty good drives going where we got to right around midfield or so, and then we just didn't make plays, and they did. We had two plays I can think of that I didn't make the plays I needed to. We had a third and nine where kind of scrambled out and missed Reuben on an underthrow, and then had the interception on first down. So, one just didn't make a play. The other one just a very, very bad decision on the interception, just late, and can't afford to do that. Well, it just came up. That's football, and it happens sometimes, and trying to hit Larry down the seam, and kind of got held up on him a little bit, and then just went late outside. So just a bad decision by me. Yeah. Yeah.
On that first down interception
that's what I was just talking about. So just trying to hit Larry down the seam, and went to Odell just way too late. So it's a bad decision. Yeah, I thought the running game was a little better. We were getting some positive yards and doing some things there. So I thought that was good. Hit a couple big plays, some third down conversions to Preston Parker, and then to Odell, and then Odell in the deep ones. So we had a pretty good rhythm going. We're moving the pocket around and finding completions. I thought for most of the day we had a lot more. Third and manageable situations throughout the day, which led more first downs and converted more third downs. I think the last couple of weeks we've been kind of stuck in third and eight and nines and tens and more than that for a majority of the time. So I felt like today we had a little shorter. We did better on first and second down and gave us opportunity to have some drives and keep some drives going. Not positive. They have good players and good squad. I thought we had some good drives going. One drive we kind of got backed up and converting on and moving the ball. Had a holding call. That backed us up first and 20, and we just we don't do a good job of overcoming those mistakes and those penalties. I'm trying to think. Whenever you get good field position, you got to take advantage of it. I can't think of the plays that we ran during that series or what happened that prevented us from getting any points. When you get interceptions and good field position against this team, we knew we'd have to try to take advantage of that, and to get no points off great field positions, disappointing.
Can you talk a little bit about what you know, it seems like it's especially in that first half.
Odell played well, and he's doing some good things, and hit him on a go route off a little play action on Sherman, and then he had a big third down conversion. Actually, I don't think it was third; it might have been first down. Just hit him on a little kind of inside go route, went on Sherman, but got us down to about the 3 yard line. So he made some plays for us. Had a couple other third down conversions. Finding holes in the defense. So he's doing some good things, and I thought everybody played hard. I thought Preston Parker made some big plays for us. Had a first third down conversion early on, and then had another one. Took a big hit from Earl Thomas and kept going. So guys are doing some good things, and we just gotta keep getting better. Just can't leave plays out there on the field, and we can't make mistakes.
You
Eli Manning sounding down, understandably. So, Amani, let me begin with you. You know Eli Manning, or any quarterback for that matter. How much, he's never going to point the finger, and that's certainly not his DNA, but how difficult, how much does it make a quarterback press when he knows he's not getting help from his rushing game? It puts all the pressure on that passing game.
It does, and that's what happened the last couple of years with the Giants, is why they weren't able to be as successful as they had been in the past, and why his game is kind of tailed off. And I think a lot of it has to do with he doesn't have as much help with that running game. It's a tough thing in the league when everybody knows you're going to pass and you don't have a run game. When you become one dimensional, it's easy for teams to take that away and blitz and come up with different. And it stresses the protection. So both of those things have been problems for the Giants, both the completions and the protections, and that's directly to do. Correlated with how much they struggled running the football.
They did have a couple of leads, okay, at 14-7, 17-14, but
it seemed like two totally different offenses, really. The first half, I thought the New York Giants, they were running on all cylinders. Yeah, they didn't have a ton of rushing yards, but I thought they were balanced, and I thought they were efficient with the run game. And I thought Eli really did a great job of attacking down the field, which is something that we talked about at the Monday Night postgame show, because Jerry Reese said, I want to see us take more shots downfield. I want to see Eli be more aggressive. Well, we saw that, and it paid off, and it also cost them with the interception. So I just think that in the second half, the Giants just became overmatched, and they got into those third and longs, and we saw them kind of resort back to the offense. We've seen them too many times this season.
And the 20th straight game today, they haven't scored on their opening drive. They got
at
better.
At least they scored in the first quarter, though. Baby steps.
In their four losses in a row, they have been outscored 51-7 in that first quarter. Four losses in a row. That's why they lost four in a row. All right.
Good stat, Russ, but not a good stat for the Giants.
No, not at all. All right, let's take care of some business, folks. Guests of our post-game show going to receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's Steakhouse, located at 5th Avenue and 28th Street. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be. Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Stick around, more to come.
What is fanrageous? Is it the fan?
it's a combination of being out physical, playing technique assignment football, and just wanting to make that play. You know, this is our defense is based upon everyone doing their job, doing their assignment. And, you know, what you saw today, especially in the second half, you saw a clear-cut case of that not taking place as a defense. And you can't have that, you know. You can't have that, especially in our defensive scheme, because you will get handled, you know, just the way we did in the second half. You know, we got handled. There's no way about it. We didn't get one stop. We didn't do anything right, you know, in the second half.
Is that a function of guys pressing as a defense?
No, I mean, every defense press. You know, every defense, you know, we go hard. You know, that's what a defense is about. You know, it's about hard-nosed football. Like I say, it's about, you know, guys, if you have an assignment, you do your job. You know, it's that simple. You know, you can't beat yourself in this league, and we've been doing that for quite some time now. You know, if you have the dive, take the dive. If you have a quarterback, take the quarterback.
So basically, it's a matter of maybe not guys trusting enough.
To be honest with you, I don't know what it is. You know, as a player, you know, when I go out on the field, you know, there's only so much you can see. You know, we all have a responsibility to do. You know, my coach has told me this week, you know, in trail, I know it's hard because I've had to wear so many hats. You know, just go out there and just do your job. Be the best player you can be. I think I did a great job of doing that today. You know, I was in the right place at the right time. And, you know, I think we did a great job communicating on the back end. But, you know, when they're running that ball and they're gassing you like that, you know, I mean, we didn't have an answer for it.
All right, Roman, let me ask you this. You're talking about a 3-6 football team. They're all professionals. They all get paid. They get paid well to do their job. But they all also are human beings. When does their confidence start to wane, and when do they just get down on themselves individually and as a team?
If you're a professional athlete, Russ, and we all played over 10 years apiece, you've got to be a professional. You've got to go in, fix the mistakes Monday morning, look at the film, correct it. And I think it was Jaquan Williams that said, you've got a similar quarterback and similar running style coming in the MetLife Stadium next week. So if you don't fix what's on tape, and if you're putting anything bad on tape, you're going to see it again and again and again. And now you've lost four games in a row, and now defensively, they got torched last week in the air against the Indianapolis Colts. Now it's on the ground. 350 yards on the ground is demoralizing for a defense. But again, Antoine Roll has always had high accountability. He's always very honest in the postgame. You've got to be, you know, defensively, you got to be smart, tough, physical. You've got to be assignment, know your assignments, lane, gap, integrity, all those things, or else you'll continue to make those mistakes. So we will see in a very short period of time, 7 days from today, if the Giants defensively fix the mistakes that led to all those outside runs and losing contains that we saw today.
Yeah, well, accountability is all fine and dandy, but I'm sure head coach Tom Coughlin would like his players to be accountable for wins as opposed to losses. All right, stick around. We'll wrap things up when we're coming back. Giants post game live here on My Nine.
Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. And if you're a Giants fan, unfortunately, read them and weep. Philadelphia, these are your NFC East standings. Philadelphia in first place at 6-2. They play tomorrow night, Dallas 7-3. And then your Giants and Washington following at 3-6. And I don't know where they go from here. You got to pick yourselves up, but it's a situation. They gave up a final total is 522 yards. Now, when you look at that, wow. You say, oh my God. it was Sherman marching through the set.
Yeah.
But, you know, for three quarters, it was a heck of a football game. You know, they weren't embarrassed for three quarters. It was the last quarter where the wheels came off the horse.
Yeah, but it really doesn't matter. If you get embarrassed at the end, that's pretty much all people really pay attention to. And 500 yards plus, that to me is hard to come back from, especially when they're playing a very similar type of offense next week in the San Francisco 49ers, similar quarterback. They're going to be having that zone read play again where they're going to put it in the belly and of the running back and see who, if they have figured out a way to make up, to fix that assignment, because that's what they're going to have to do next week.
I mean, I'm still waiting for the Giants to play a complete football game, both sides of the ball, because the offense plays well, the defense stinks. The defense plays well. The offense stinks. They can't put it all together. They need to do it against the 49ers because they're going to run the football. Colin Kaepernick's going to run the read option. And then the week after that, they got the Cowboys. They run the football as well. They've got to stop the run.
Sean, you and I played together your rookie year in Cleveland. We went 2-1, lost, nine games in a row.
We started out 2-1. We thought we were pretty hot.
Lost nine games in a row. And when you lost four games in a row, there's a lot of miscommunication. Just the confidence of
zero
a team.
Zero confidence.
Is at zero, unfortunately. And they've got to just build on things that they're doing well. It's good to see a guy like Preston Parker bounce back, or players bounce back and play well. But everyone's got to bounce back as a team and play a lot better than they have today. You've got to put a W on the board next week.
Well, we've been talking about that they got to win this game, they got to win that game. They must win for sure the next two and a lot more after that. But let's begin with next Sunday afternoon. That, of course, is November 16th. It's a 1 p.m. game. Giants home at MetLife against the San Francisco 49ers. You can see it all on sister station Fox 5. And then right after that, you flip right over here to my 9 for a Giants postgame live. For Amani Toomer, Sean O'Hara, and Roman Oman, I'm Russ Salzberg. Thanks for being part of Giants postgame live. See you next week.